From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. August 18th. Five stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. 5 and 5. Football quiz no 2. Welcome to our 5 and 5 game. The rules are simple. Each day we want you to give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Will you beat the clock, take part, and return for more tomorrow? Today's question is set by BBC Sports Joe Rindle. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football. Breakouts and wild cards 13 surprise stars for new season. Billy Jr. Krupe, Iguathigo, and Nico O'Reilly were among the breakout stars who made their mark on the Premier League last season, but who will be next? BBC Sports TV and radio commentators have picked 13 players they believe are worth watching out for over the next few months. Cincinnati Open, Serena Williams and sister Venus Williams lose thriller in first doubles match together since 2022. Serena Williams and older sister Venus Williams were beaten 2-6, 6-1, 10-8 by Marta Kostyuk and Peyton Stearns in the first round of the women's doubles at the Cincinnati Open. Williams sisters were playing their first doubles match together since the 2022 US Open. Serena and Venus Williams were narrowly beaten in their first doubles match together in 4 years during a dramatic first-round tiebreak exit at the Cincinnati Open. Whether they are new signings, wonder kids, or late bloomers, here are some unfamiliar faces of all ages who might make a name for themselves in the new campaign. What? Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Williams sisters lose tiebreak thriller in first doubles reunion since 2022. And then, opener pays price after scores of 23-0 in first test defeat. Matthew Renshaw drafted into 13-man squad in his place. Jake Weatherald has paid the price for an underwhelming performance in Australia's shook test defeat to Bangladesh, with Matthew Renshaw drafted into a 13-man squad to replace Yao Penner for the second and final match of the series starting on Saturday. Fourth, from The Guardian Sport. Australia swing axe after Darwin disaster with Jake Weatherall dropped for second Bangladesh test. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports. Rugby's greatest rivalry? The history of All Blacks vs Springboks. In 2026, there is no rugby championship, but there is a throwback-type tour which sees New Zealand's All Blacks visit South Africa for 8 matches, including 4 tests against the Springboks, live on Sky Sports. Up next, sixth, from Sky Sports. How can Hamilton and Ferrari turbocharge a title challenge? Lewis Hamilton prepares to resume the 2026 Formula One season as Kimi Antonella's nearest points challenger in the Drivers' Championship. But what do the 7-time champion and the Ferrari team need to do if that midseason position is going to translate into a full-on title push? And then, 7th, from Sky Sports. Chepstow, Lingfield, and Wolverhampton host today's action. Grove Street faces Avionics in today's feature contest from Chepstow, which runs alongside daytime action from Lingfield. In the evening, attention switches to a 6-race card from Wolverhampton, all live on Sky Sports Racing. Don't miss a minute from Chepstow, Lingfield, and Wolverhampton live on Sky Sports Racing. 3.15 Chepstow Grove Street and AVIX clash. Promising 2-year-olds Grove Street and AVIX clash in the Bailey Family Investments / EBF Maiden Stakes. Next, 8th, from The Guardian Sport. Marta Kostyuk and Peyton Stearns beat American pair 6-2, 1-6, 10-8. Serena and Venus enjoy fun on court reunion despite defeat. Serena and Venus Williams played their first doubles match together since the 2022 US Open and lost a thriller 2-6, 6-1, 10-8 to Marta Kostyuk and Peyton Stearns at the Cincinnati Open. Williams sisters come unstuck in Cincinnati in first doubles outing together since 2022. The sisters nearly recovered from a 6-0 deficit in the match tiebreaker before a double fault by Venus Williams ended their first doubles appearance in a non-Grand Slam event since the Italian Open in 2016. Continue reading up next. 9th, from PFT All. Report, Keenan Allen agrees to terms with Colts. Another veteran receiver who had been available for months in free agency has found a new home. Via Jordan Schultz, Keenan Allen has agreed to terms with the Colts. It's reportedly a 1-year deal worth up to $8.32 million. A third-round pick in 2013, Allen has played for the Chargers for 11 years, the Bears for 1 year, and the Chargers again in 2025. He has 1,055 career regular season catches for 12,051 yards and 70 touchdowns. Allen finished second in the Offensive Rookie of the Year voting, and he has made it to the Pro Bowl 6 times, most recently in 2023. And then, 10th, from Awful Announcing. Pat McAfee refutes fabricated claim he's taking over Lee Corso's headgear picks on College Game Day. After 38 years, Lee Corso's iconic run on ESPN's College Game Day concluded on August 30, 2025. Corso's famed headgear picks retired with him. Davis made it vehemently clear that nobody else would dare try to replicate Corso's tradition, not even Pat McAfee. As college football season nears, some people are having trouble accepting that fact, and they've turned to spreading misinformation and stirring the pot to cope. On Monday, Twitter users named Mike Bales and Shane Tuttle posted that McAfee planned to take over Corso's headgear picks on College Game Day. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free to head up if you're on the